It will be Fayetteville's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home by a score of 44-35. Erk takes an inbound pass. He walks up to the top, now gives it to Williams on the left wing. His three-pointer goes in.
C.J. Williams
with 14 points. And it's a 12-point lead all of a sudden for Fayetteville. Ellison has it, now gives it to Williams on the left wing. His three-pointer goes in.
C.J. Williams.
It's a 12-point lead all of a sudden for Fayetteville. Ellison has it, now gives it to Proctor on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. Williams gets the rebound, and back come the Bulldogs. Williams into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now he's going down into the lane as he blows by his defender. Can't get the layup to go. Offensive rebound for Wayman. He dribbles out to the wing. Now gives up top to Erk, who will reset the offense. Erk's dribbling toward the left side. Now gives it to Williams. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer on the left wing. No good, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly back the other way. He's going to the right corner. Now he's being met by a double team, so he throws out to McGee. McGee will dribble up to the top. Now goes back to the right side. Now up top to Ellison. Ellison finds Proctor on the left. Proctor's going to drill down towards the low block. Now throws it to Jones in the lane. He can't handle the pass, but draws a little contact, though, and so Mount Home will keep possession, and they'll have a fresh 35 with 6:48 left to play in this game. Will Yokley picks up his first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Purple Dogs here in the second half. 47-35, Fayetteville leading it. Ellison inbounds it, tries to inbound to Proctor. Ball was knocked away. Ball still loose, applied control by Erk as he comes up with the steal, going into the lane for the layup. No good, and Jones gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. He'll throw it out to Gilbert, who gets it into the front court, drills up to the top, pulls up for the three. Good. 10 points on the night for Wyatt Gilbert, and it's back to the margins back to single digits. 47-38 our score with 6:25 left. Williams back the other way. He's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go. A rebound is tipped around and finally controlled by Wayman, and ball going into the lane is C.J. Williams. He can't get the layup, but he draws the blocking foul, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:17 left. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Mountain Home. So C.J. Williams at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 14 points so far in this game. Williams' first free throw is up and in. And that makes a double digits once again. Landon Glasper checking back in for Fayetteville as he'll replace Matt Wayman. So one more free throw for Williams. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 16 points on the night for C.J. Williams. 49-38, Bulldogs leading it. 6:17 left in this contest. Gilbert across the timeline, throws over to McGee on the left side. Now up top to Proctor. Over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to drill to the corner, pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 12 points. 49-40 is back to a single-digit margin with less than 6 minutes left. Erk into the front court, dribbles to the top, throws over to Glasper on the left side. Back up top to Erk, over on the right to Keith. Now down to Williams in the right corner, and his three-pointer is up and in. Well, I'll tell you what, he's been magnificent tonight. Ball goes to McGee into the front court quickly from Mountain Home. Now he picks up his dribble, throws it up top to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on Jack Erk. That is his third personal foul, 15th foul against Fayetteville here in the second half. So Mountain Home will inbound on the near sideline with 5:31 left to play in this game as Fayetteville leads 52-40. McGee will inbound it, tries to throw it to Gilbert. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Fayetteville. Erk throws it into the front court to Glasper. Now the ball goes up top to Erk, over to Williams on the left side. He's going to try another three. This one will not go. Gilbert gets the rebound tonight on that sequence, and he's going to bring it into the front court. And he's going to be fouled as he crosses the timeline. Landon Glasper picks up his second personal foul. That's the last foul Fayetteville had to give. The next one will put the Bombers in the bonus. 5:09 left to play in the game. Mount Home inbound the ball on the near sideline. Bulldogs lead by 12. Inbound pass goes to Ellison. He's immediately fouled, and a 1-1 coming up for Reed Ellison. Sawyer Keith picks up his first personal foul. That's the seventh team foul against the Purple Dogs. So Reed Ellison at the free throw line, where so far he is 0 of 1 with 5 points. First free throw for Ellison will not go. He misses the front end, and the rebound's controlled by Fayetteville. So it remains 52-40, our score. Fayetteville with the ball in the lead. Ball goes up top to Yokley over on the left side. Now down to Irk in the corner. Now to finds Glasper. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the right corner. No good. Offensive rebound for Keith. He throws it out to Yokley. Now ball goes over to Glasper on the right side. Now up near the top to Williams. Over to Irk. Now to home in a 2-3 zone. Now they're trapping as ball goes to Glasper, and now he's going to draw a contact. And looks like a 1-1 coming up for Fayetteville. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his third personal foul, 17th foul against the Bulldogs. Against the Bombers, excuse me. And so we'll be landing Glasper at the free throw line tonight. He has 11 points so far this evening. First free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. So one more free throw coming up for Glasper. Second shot is up, and he gets both. So Landon Glasper with 13 points, 54-40. Fayetteville leading it, a little over 4.5 minutes left to play in this game. McGee has the ball on the right wing. He dribbles up to the top. Gives over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert draws contact from Irk, and now he'll head to the line for the 1-1. Jack Irk picks up his fourth personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against Fayetteville. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 3 with 12 points. 4:26 left to play in this game, as it'll be a 1-1 opportunity for Wyatt Gilbert. They're not going to count that first free throw as they sounded the buzzer. So they're going to allow Keith to come into the game. I don't know what the confusion is. So they're going to allow Sawyer Keith to come into the game. So I think it's going to be 1-1 all over again. So here we go. 1-1 with 4:26 left in this contest. First free throw is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. So one more free throw for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 14 points on the night for Gilbert. 54-42, Fayetteville leading it. And back quickly comes Glasper. He throws out on the right side to Yokley. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound comes up to Wayman. He dribbles out to the wing. Now throws up top to Williams. And Fayetteville resets. Ball goes over to Glasper on the right side. Glasper is going to drill down into lane. Going in for the running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Yokley. He has the ball knocked away. And now a scramble for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball called. And I believe it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. So Bombers will inbound it, trailing by 12 with 3:58 left to play in this game. McGee will inbound it to Gilbert, who will walk it into the front court. Fayetteville going with a half-court man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Ellison on the left side. He gives it right back to Gilbert, who dribbles into the corner. Now ball goes out, tries to throw it out to Proctor. Ball is knocked away. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touch by Sawyer Keith. Mountain Home will inbound it with 3:45 left. Fayetteville up 54-42. Ellison inbounds it to Proctor. Proctor dribbling between the circles. Now it dribbles over to the right side. Now he's going down in the lane. Loses the handle of the ball, but gets it back. Now kicks out to Jones on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Matt Jones in double figures with 10 points. Back to a single-digit margin. 54-45. Fayetteville leading it with 3:25 left. Williams into the front court. Now a pass to Glasper. Back to Williams. His pass is stolen. And Jake McGee goes in for the easy layup. Good. And Mountain Home Fayetteville quickly calls a timeout. We'll break with 3:15 left to play. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 54-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Well, all of a sudden, it's a 7-point margin. Mountain Home getting some, not only some big baskets, but also a big steal as McGee was able to get the steal and can go in all by himself for the easy layup. 54-47 Fayetteville leading it with 3:15 left to play in this game. They will have the ball coming out of the timeout. They've got 3 timeouts left. It's 2 full timeouts and 1 30-second timeout remaining. Mountain Home's out of 30, so they still have 2 full timeouts left. Here is Williams into the front court for the Bulldogs. Throws over on the right side to Glasper. Cross court to Keith. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Well, just like that, it's back to a 10-point game. Sawyer Keith with 6 points, all from behind the arc. 57-47 Fayetteville leading it. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Ellison on the right side. Back near the top to Gilbert. He dribbles on the right wing. Now back to Ellison in the corner, up top to near the top to Jones. Jones is going to drill down into Lane, going to kick out to McGee in the left corner for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Keith. He loses the handle of the ball, though, as Jones goes back in, gets after the steal, and gets a reverse layup good. Matt Jones with 12 points. That's Fayetteville's 7th turnover of the night. 57-49 of Bulldogs leading it with 2:24 left. Here is Glasper with the ball on the left wing. Throws it near the top to Keith. Thought about another three. Now gets out to Glassware. He is going to try for the three. That one will not go, and Jones gets the rebound. And with it, and Mount Home has a chance to make it a two-possession game on this possession. Here is McGee with the ball in the right corner. He's going to drill towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. In and out. No good. He tips it back in. He can't get it back up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is controlled by Fayetteville. Here is Keith back the other way. He throws it to Glassware on the left wing. And now a stoppage of play. And looks like something's wrong with C.J. Williams. He may have blood on him as well. So he's going to come out of the game. Is quickly replaced, I believe, by Jack Irk. Irk into the front court. Throws over to Keith on the right side. Now up top to Glasper. Mounts home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes back to Keith. Down to Yokley. Now back out to Keith. He's going to try another three-pointer, and he gets it. Oh, man. Sawyer Keith with 9 points, all from behind the arc. 60-49, Fayetteville leading it. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right wing with a minute and a half left. Throws it to McGee in near the corner. Down to Jones just outside the paint. He's going into the lane, going up for the reverse layup. Good. And now Mount Holmes quickly going to call timeout after the layup. We'll break with 1:20 left to play in the game. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 60-51. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, Mountain Home quickly took the timeout after Matt Jones hit the reverse layup. They have just one timeout left. 1:20 left to play in this game. Matt Fayetteville with the ball leading 60-51. Irk takes an inbound pass from Wayman, and he will walk it back across the timeline. One thing about this game, Fayetteville just can't just hold on to the ball because there's a shot clock involved in this game tonight. Here is Glasper with it on the left wing. Now ball goes to Wayman, back to Glasper, down into to Irk. Now back to Wayman, out to Glasper. Less than a minute left to play in this game. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Glasper is going to drill it down towards Lane. Now kicks out to Keith. Out to Wayman. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Gilbert. Gilbert throws it to Matt Jones in the left corner. He's going to drill down to the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Glasper. And let's see, about a three-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock now. As Proctor comes up with the steal, he's going to go back the other way for the layup. Off the glass. His basket counts, and he is fouled. No, they're going to... Oh, my goodness, they're going to wave that basket off, and they're going to call him with an offensive foul. Oh, man. They're going to say Proctor pushed off with his forearm. Wow. That's a big call. 28 and a half seconds left, and looks like might have just about killed Mountain Home's chances on this one, as the shot clock is now off. That was Proctor's third personal foul. That's the eighth team foul against the Bombers. Here is Williams. Or, I'm sorry, Glasper. Now Williams has it. Now he's being double-teamed. Kicks out to Wayman. Down to Keith on the low block. He's going in. Now kicks out to Glasper. His three-pointer will not go. Ellison gets the rebound. 9 seconds left, and Mount Home is not going to get the win. They're going to try another basket by Proctor. That one will not go. Jones couldn't handle the rebound. Fayetteville gets it, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. And they will get the 9-point victory as Mountain Home will fall to 0-2 on the season. Our final score tonight, Fayetteville defeating Mountain Home 60-51. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!